A budget showdown is looming in New Jersey. Governor Chris Christie is delaying a $2.6 billion payment into the state's pension system to close a budget gap. The public employees' unions are suing, saying their contributions into the system are not being matched and that could bankrupt it. The lawsuit could shut down the state if it cannot pass a balanced budget by midnight on June 30th. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz joins us now to explain. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Amy.
So Chris Christie passed a pension reform law that was supposed to put a stop to this kind of one-off pension avoidance shenanigans. What happened?
Well, a huge budget hole happened. Part of the reason was Governor Christie overestimated the state's economic recovery. And when the recovery fizzled, so did the revenue projections. So he's got this hole. He doesn't want to raise taxes, and there's not really any fat to cut out of the budget as he sees it. So in 2011, when he said his pension reform was going to put the system on the road to solvency, he didn't foresee this, and it required making pension payments on time, but that's not what he's doing.
The unions are understandably upset. Pensions are part of their negotiated pay package. I would imagine public employees are afraid their retirement could be impoverished if the fund goes bankrupt. What happens if the judge rules against Christie?
That's really the big unknown this budget season. Democrats who control the legislature are now talking about maybe trying to once again pass a millionaire's tax, which could raise some of the money to close this budget gap without having to skip the pension payment. But Christie will definitely veto that. So then you have the prospect of an $800 million deficit for the current year and an imbalanced budget for next year. That could shut down the government, but Christie says he won't let that happen. He says if he loses in County Superior Court next week, he will appeal while keeping the government operating. And then this really puts the heat on Steve Sweeney, who's the Democratic Senate president. He worked with Christie back in 2011 to pass the pension cuts. And now Sweeney is eyeing a run for governor after Christie leaves office. And he needs the support of public unions to win a Democratic primary. So for Sweeney, politically, it'll be tough for him to buck the unions again and approve a budget that includes Christie's skipped pension payments.
For a while, it looked like the Bridgegate scandal had given Democrats in the legislature the upper hand. But now, as you're saying, Steve Sweeney, Democrats in the legislature seem to be in a bind, being backed into a corner with this budget crisis. How's it going with the legislature and with Governor Christie?
In recent weeks, it seemed that Christie has been in a weakened position, but he's still getting stuff done. So first, the Assembly yesterday agreed to a renewal of a key property tax control measure after negotiations with his administration. And then also a Senate committee has moved forward two Supreme Court nominees from Christie, which helps address a long impasse over the court. So Christie agreed to appoint a Democrat, Chief Justice Stuart Rabner, despite Rabner presiding over a court that has made decisions Christie disagreed with, like on gay marriage, affordable housing, funding for poor schools. In exchange, though, Christie also got a Republican nominee on the court, Lee Solomon. Democrats say privately that they definitely won this battle. And it's true. It's clear that Christie will now, because of this, never remake the, quote, activist Supreme Court, as he had pledged to do.
Very briefly, Matt, this hasn't slowed Governor Christie's work on behalf of other Republicans nationally as head of the Republican National Committee. He's going to Washington and New Hampshire this week?
That's right. He's got a conservative right, religious right conference in Washington on Friday, and then he's going straight to New Hampshire to campaign for a Republican candidate for governor. He's telling donors not to worry about Bridgegate. He was on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show last week, got 5 million views already on YouTube for dancing on that show. So he's appealing to a broader electorate. But, you know, he's got plenty of competition for 2016. This week, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker was in New Jersey raising money from religious Jews in Lakewood. And according to a report in the National Review, Walker actually criticized Christie over rising property taxes.
Oh, boy, 2016 has already started. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Amy.